The CDC finds the first genetic link between Legionnaires' disease or the Legionnaires' outbreak and Flint water. The Flint water crisis was one of the worst crises in Michigan. So many people were affected by it. And now again, Flint water is on the scene. This time, there's a genetic link between the Legionnaires' outbreak and Flint water. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has discovered the first genetic links between city water and patients diagnosed with Legionnaires' disease in Genesee County, something researchers have sought throughout the Flint water crisis. But instead of closing the book on what caused the outbreak that killed 12 people in 2014 and 2015, the scientific matches instead raise new questions about whether Flint's water system was the source of the outbreak. Molecular testing by the CDC in late 2016 established the connection between a water sample taken from McLaren Flint Hospital and three sputum samples from patients who were diagnosed with Legionnaires. Officials with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services told MLive, the Flint Journal. DHHS learned of a genetic match between the water and Legionnaires' patients only last month, and days later notified McLaren and the Genesee County Health Department that each may be required to turn over additional water samples and other records to the state. But while the state has focused on McLaren since the genetic links were found, other experts say three matches, including one victim who was never a patient at McLaren, suggest that Legionella thrived throughout the Flint water system, making it the real culprit in Legionnaires' deaths and illnesses in 2014 and 2015. 78 people in the county contracted the disease during those 2 years, during parts of which the city used Flint River as its source of water without treating it to make it less corrosive to lead pipes and plumbing. The presence of Legionella in Flint was widespread, said Dr. Janet Stout, a research associate professor at the University of Pittsburgh and a national expert on the disease. The laboratory results show that strains of the bacteria were throughout the water system. Man. An even bigger crisis. Nuke experts. Fukushima plant must be entombed like Chernobyl. Reactors will remain a threat to world for the rest of time. Humanity impossible to clean up due to shockingly high radiation levels. You don't think that might warm the water, do you? Enviro News World News, February 6, 2017, emphasis added, the astronomical readings bring major concerns to a cleanup operation already spiraling out of control, flying blindly into territory previously uncharted in the history of nuclear power. It off, 530 sieverts per hour might not be the worst cleanup workers have to worry about. TEPCO also stated that surface level radiation readings from parts inside the plant's pressure vessels can reach several thousand sieverts per hour, compounding what are already seemingly unsurmountable tasks in the decommissioning process. Esteemed nuclear expert, engineer, and former reactor operator Arne Gunderson told Enviro News World News in an email that the position of Fair Winds, his educational nonprofit, is that radiation levels are presently way too high to remove the melted fuel, and that the reactors should be entombed, like was done in shit with Chernobyl. Sarcophagus. For at least a century, before attempting dismantlement. These readings do make dismantling the facility almost impossible for 100 years or more, as the exposure to workers would be too significant, Gunderson said. Snopes, February 7, 2017, in a statement they sent to us, TEPCO said the level of radiation discovered was higher than expected. Extra precautions have been taken to prevent leaks of radiation during the investigation. What that means, engineer and San Diego State business professor Dr. Murray Janix told us, is that cleanup just became much more difficult than expected. The structures are holding, but inside where the fuel melted, it went all over the place. Janix, an expert on nuclear containment, surmised that TEPCO would ultimately be forced to build a concrete sarcophagus around the unit like the one that encapsulates reactor number 4 at Chernobyl. He added that they may have to let nature take its course for a while. Sputnik, February 11, 2017, the level of radiation at Fukushima Unit 2 is beyond extreme. even in comparison to the inside of the Chernobyl reactor, where radiation levels are only at 34. Whew, sieverts an hour. That seems like nothing compared to what's going on at with TEPCO, or in Fukushima, excuse me. That seems like nothing compared to thousands of sieverts. Dr. Helen Caldicott, February 13, 2017, it will be almost impossible to decommission units 1 and 2 and 3 as no human could ever be exposed to such extreme radiation, and that this fact means that Fukushima Daiichi will remain a diabolical blot upon Japan and the world for the rest of time, sitting as it does on active earthquake zones. Bottom line, these reactors will never be cleaned up nor decommissioned because such a task is humanly impossible. The Guardian on February... I mean, we can keep going, folks. We can keep going. How bad is Fukushima? TEPCO has yet to identify the location and condition of melted fuel in the three most seriously damaged reactors. Removing it safely represents a challenge unprecedented in the history of nuclear power. What in the world is going to come of Fukushima? To get the latest news, go to christiantruther.com/news. You will not want to miss what we produce in this next exclusive. We're going to tie so many pieces together and expose so much of what's going on and the real war that's been going on for a very, very long time. It's been like just subtly in the background, and many have failed to notice it, or many to expose it. You won't want to miss it. Make sure you check it out. Go to christiantruther.com/info to find out more information. God bless and carry on.